coming back at you. It's the morning show with Dablo. 924. Cloudy sky, 17 degrees going on. Well, I tell you what, if your internet speeds have got you down, don't frown. Call this guy, the answer man, at Red River Communications, talking with Wayne Steiner this morning on the phone with me. Wayne, good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, before we got on air here, you said, man, I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. So I'm just going to let you take the lead and charge right into it. What's going on?
All right. Well, we have a lot of customer appreciation items and just getting out into the community. So the first one is our deadline for our scholarship program. That's coming up on this Friday. So if you're a senior and your family has our service, we welcome you to submit an application. And good luck on that. We give out 12 $1,000 scholarships. And this year, I was just looking at the pool of candidates. We've got a nice number that have put in for those scholarships. So good luck to them. Just wanted to mention coming up on March 26th, for our Comstock Sabin build area, we're having an informational meeting starting at 6 p.m. at the Rustic Oaks venue out there. And they are one of our new customers to be. So excited to meet with the new customers in that area if they want to come and meet some of the staff from Red River. We'll go through kind of what the plans are for the build and what areas we're touching this year on the build and what'll be in the future. So that's, again, on March 26th at Rustic Oaks. You can come up and find out more about Red River and what we have to offer. Our Gopher Bounty program started March 1st, so you can stop in either office. This is really geared towards the youth of our membership, and they can make some nice pocket change with collecting some of those pocket gophers. We have traps available for them, and that started March 1st. And then our annual meeting is coming up on April 9th. That'll be held at the Colfax High School, Richland 44 High School, new gym. That'll start at 5 p.m. And we always have a good time. And that's for our members and customers. So plan to come out and spend the evening with Red River and maybe go home with a few door prizes and a little extra cash in your pocket.
So other than that, what's going on, Wayne? Good grief.
Well,
you're going to need a personal assistant to keep track of all this.
Yeah, we've got a great team here. We're just ready and willing to get people connected. Not only do we have the fiber service that is unparalleled to any other type of broadcast or broadband internet that you're going to find in the area. We are really the best choice out there for streamless internet service.
Mm-hmm.
And we pride ourselves on getting you connected. And then, like I've always said, it is really life-changing. And just talking to the people in our new build, they're thirsty for
right.
having fiber and a reliable service out there. So get signed up. Also, if you are a customer or want to be a customer, when tournament time comes around, like March, you can watch all the games on our digital TV. And it's just kind of fun to get some of the people connected, the grandmas and the grandpas that want to watch the game from the comfort of their home. And so we even can help with that.
Got all the bases covered, my friend. Listen, always great talking with you. I'd like to say stay busy, but I think you've got that covered, Wayne.
I think I do.
Yeah, yes, you do. You definitely do. Be well, have a great week, and we will catch up again next Tuesday, all right?
All right, thank you.
You bet. That is the answer man, Wayne Steiner, Red River Communications. Give him a call, and no more frowns about your internet speeds. 929 here, Voice of the Valley. Got some clouds, 17 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Farmers are facing high input costs, trade uncertainty, and surging grain production. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke directly to those challenges during the recent Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, her home state. Secretary told attendees that between